It's time for another edition of the Midweek Minute with the Superintendent, with Dr. Michelle Eller from Sylacauga City Schools. Dr. Eller, it's a critical part of education is really kind of knowing the next steps in what you're going to do after graduation. And the career tech portion of what you have going on at Sylacauga City Schools is vitally important in helping make that decision easier for students. And so here with us today is Dina Goodwine, the Director of Workforce Development. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Thank you. Good morning.
We are so excited about this opportunity to talk about all the things that are happening in career tech. Where do you want to begin? I feel like there's so much to unpack here, but I think one of the biggest things possibly here in the conversation is the career readiness indicator, or the college readiness indicator, I should say, which is now going to be a state requirement.
Right. So no longer do you just have to have the 24 credits to graduate high school. You also have to have this career readiness indicator, and there's several different components to it that you're able to master. But if you don't have that, you don't graduate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think about my previous position that I had before arriving here was in Chickasaw. And my superintendent there, Dr. David Wofford, was notorious for saying, to be exact, it's even their motto there, is that it's our job to prepare students for the day after graduation. That's our job. So okay. It's not necessarily preparing them to graduate, but preparing them to be ready for life the day after. And that statement has always resonated with me. And with the work that we're doing, we have that charge to ensure that our students are ready. They're ready to tackle whatever that next step looks like for them. And it may be going straight into a career field. It may be going to college to prepare for a career field. But at the end of the day, we're developing the future workforce, regardless of how they get to that end goal. And so with February being Career Technical Education Month, I wanted to make sure, one, that we highlighted the work that Ms. Goodwine has been doing in our district. She was actually honored this month with the School Board Association. They asked her to present a workshop for all school boards members to hear. And it was great to be a part of that. And she highlighted a lot of the work that we've been doing here in Sylacauga and just the increase we've seen, not only with students being involved in career technical education, but them coming out of the programs ready for the workforce, with credentialing or internship opportunities. So it's exciting to see, but I wanted to make sure she talked to us today just about the career readiness indicator portion and then just all the opportunities that are coming up for families and for students at Sylacauga High School.
Yeah, if you could break this down for us, exactly what this means, what the career, excuse me, the college readiness indicator means, what how it's measured, and I guess what that indicates moving forward after you graduate.
Okay, we have several different options for students. This is state mandated, but ways that students can earn that is, of course, with assessments we already have in place with ACT. They can benchmark there. There's a WorkEase exam that is a lot of industries look for that exam because it shows how they're ready for the workforce. And so earning a 4 or higher on that exam would be a way. Also, enrolling in dual enrollment, college credit also provides that indicator. And then with our CTE pathways, we have a lot of career readiness indicators that students are able to take, such as Microsoft Office exams, Adobe, AutoCAD. We have ServSafe Manager, just different ones like that. And those also, because they're really adult level exams, those also qualify. And another option is to complete a pathway within CTE. So that would be to take a sequence of at least 3 courses within that pathway, and that can also provide that CCR for them.
So I think one of the things that I just need to touch on really quick is I was calling it a college readiness, but it's not. It's career.
Yes.
So sorry about that. I think I was wanting to say career tech, but it's a, but it is just truly a career readiness.
Right.
So
Well, if you think about it, let's say that you want to have a career as an engineer.
Right.
Yes, the AutoCAD is extremely important, but also is that four-year degree.
Of course, yeah.
From a university.
Right.
And so all you're doing is preparing them, one, already in that field, but two, to be successful in that college program so that when they come out of that program, they've got the skill set, they've got the education, and they have that credential.
Yes.
And so, you know, for so long we thought about career in one window and college in the other window, and it was either or. That's no longer the case. Everything's about a career. It's just about preparing them to meet the needs that that career requires that they meet.
And you touched on it just a moment ago about the different pathways to get there. Several things to unpack just within that. Next Tuesday, you have a curriculum night at Sylacauga High School about the upcoming year for the core classes, the core career tech classes, I assume, to be able to inform parents and students alike about that. Talk to us about that for just a minute and what that means. What will they experience next Tuesday night?
Basically, anyone that's currently in eighth grade all the way through 11th grade, they will be selecting their courses next month for next year. And that is an important time to really keep all of these things in mind about making sure they have this CCR requirement in place. And as they go through and select their courses, we're going to have a representative from CAC, Central Alabama Community College, and Kendall will come in and talk to parents about all the dual enrollment options, but also our new LEAPS program.
This is incredible. I'm so excited about this. This is really neat. I don't mean to interrupt. I was just going to say, if you're not listening, if you're in the car or whatever right now, or you're in the office, listen up to this. This is really cool.
I'm so jealous that we didn't have this when my children were in high school.
It's really.
Can I just say that?
Me too. I mean, really. I mean, what? Yes. Well, I mean, we're sitting here putting the cart before the horse. Go ahead. Tell us what it is so that way, because we're so excited about it.
Well, we are going to open up a new opportunity for students. Right now, anyone in 10th grade through 12th grade is eligible to be in dual enrollment. Mm-hmm. And so next year we have a new partnership with Central Alabama Community College, and it's going to be opening up that opportunity for our current 8th grade, which will be our 9th grade students. And so they'll be able to apply to be a part of this. And they would actually start an orientation class this summer, so between 8th and 9th grade year. And it will put them on a cohort path so that by the time they're seniors, they will graduate from CAC, Central Alabama Community College, with an associate's degree the exact same month that they graduate from high school.
Incredible.
Yes.
Absolutely incredible. I mean, that has got to make you feel so good.
Yes.
Being the leader of this,
yes,
to know that your students are going to have these great opportunities that are otherwise not afforded anywhere else.
Well,
and that's a great partnership that we were talking about last week.
Yes.
In the community.
Yes. So we currently have the most high school students attending CAC. We have more than Benjamin Russell attending CAC. Oh. And most of our students are able to attend really at no cost. Most of the career technical education courses are covered under a workforce grant. There's been a STEM grant that has covered the dual enrollment science and math courses. So really all that our students have had to pay for is English and history.
Incredible. That really is incredible. Yes. What do you expect the kids to get out of this when it finally happens and you see them, you know, walking across the stage one time and then they're going to have another graduation the next time? What do you expect that their feeling and their drive and their vision and their passion is going to be when they know that this can happen?
Well, we know that basically, like Dr. Eller mentioned, that we have a lot of students that may be going straight to college or straight to work, but it doesn't mean anymore that because they choose career that there wouldn't be additional training.
Sure.
So it equips them with a credential that says they've got an associate's degree, And when they walk into a company, they could continue their education. And that's happening so much. So many employers will pay for your education. So it makes sense in a lot of cases to go ahead and get a job after high school and let that workplace pay for that. And it a lot of times aligns more closely with a passion and what the students are actually interested in learning and doing as a career.
There's so many great opportunities that you have at Sylacauga City Schools when it comes to getting your hands on, when it comes to a job, you know, an interest, you know,
right,
kind of getting your hands dirty, whether that's industry or medical.
Well, I think about also the debt. So I think about so many, you know, like myself, incurred so much debt with higher ed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even though I applied for scholarships, I received scholarships, you know, it didn't cover all the expenses. Mm-hmm. So, you know, think about how epic this is, yeah, for students to come out of high school with a high school diploma, an associate degree, and zero debt.
You can't get any better than that.
No.
Truly.
No.
I mean, that's really incredible. What do parents say about this? What have you gotten any feedback from them on any of this yet? Or
a couple of the parents that I've shared it with were a little upset that this wasn't already in place.
I get it.
Because
I get
they've
it.
got students that, you know, have gone on their own. You know, these families have gone on their own to put them in courses at CAC and courses, right, at early college, yes, thank you, with Alabama. And so they would have loved this opportunity to already be in place for their students. Now, one of them I know has a student at the middle school, and so he was extremely excited that this was going to be in place and has already told his daughter that you will be applying for this.
I can't imagine so. I can yes, definitely imagine so.
Yes.
Just incredible opportunities, and so thankful that you're leading that and that you're overseeing it. And it's great, bigger and greater things are to come. Let's talk really quick about the National Technical Honor Society. This happened just the other day. What is the National Technical Honor Society? There was an induction ceremony, you're sharing with me the list of what's going on here. A lot of different pathways: business, computer science, engineering, health science, hospitality and tourism, photography. That just kind of shows you a little bit of a touch of what you have to offer.
Well, you have to have a certain GPA requirement, mm-hmm, in order to be a part of it. And this is our very first time.
Okay.
So this is a distinguished,
yeah,
you know, pathway that they can do. And I'm going to let Ms. Goodwin share a little bit more about it.
Right. So we're looking for students that are enrolled or have completed their third course in a pathway, which would make them a completer. And then also that they've had at least a B average in their coursework. And that helps them to be able to excel with that. But also being in a pathway like that for at least three courses gives them a good overview of that pathway and helps them to really create a skill set that they can use down the road in the workplace. And so it's just a way to recognize the students and let them be a part of something that's so much bigger than just our high school, because there are schools all across the nation that participate in this, but there are also community colleges that participate. So it's not just a high school program. And so we're very excited that we were able to get that started this year.
I know you both are so proud about what's going on here, and just congratulations on all the great success, and looking forward to so many great things continuing to happen in the CTE program. I know that's it's a big undertaking, and I know it's a lot to wrangle at one time with so many things going on. So congratulations.
Well, it's our vision to equip everyone for excellence.
Sure.
And so we have to continue to provide opportunities to do that.
You've done it, for sure. Today is an early release day.
Yes.
What time?
The schools release beginning at 12:30, so some of them released at 12:30, some 12:45, and some at 1. There is a pep rally.
Yeah, I was going to say, we're not talking about bad weather. We're talking about good things regarding the basketball team.
Yes. So, yes. There is a pep rally today at the high school. Mm-hmm. I think it will begin at 12:15.
Yeah. Okay.
So the high school will release at 1. And it just worked out that we already had an early release day planned for professional development.
Okay.
So when our teachers finish their professional development this afternoon, you
can book it up there to Birmingham.
Yes, then they can hightail it to Birmingham support our boys.
Well, we had a great night on Sunday night at Booker's Barbecue. Thanks to Linda Booker over there, Miss Linda. Just incredible hospitality, great food. And it was great to be able to talk to the Aggies, to the team, to, you know, Coach Jones, and just see everybody just come out and just be so excited about them going to the Final Four tonight. So we're really looking forward to that.
My husband says that it is the best disciplined basketball team he's ever seen.
That's amazing.
That says a lot for Mr. Eller.
And if you go back and listen to the interview that Coach Jones had with Jeremy Law, the tone of what he was saying was echoing what Mr. Eller was saying. So, these guys are fun to watch.
Yes.
I'm looking forward to them doing some big things tonight for sure. And wish them a lot of luck.
Yes, we're excited. Go Aggies.
Absolutely. Go Aggies. Thank you both for being here, Ms. Goodwine, Dr. Eller. Really appreciate it. Hope you have a wonderful Wednesday.
Yes.
Thank you.